Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Have you tried making sure everything is plugged into your computer?
You should probably just throw it in the bin.
In the what?
In the bin.
In the bin.
In the bin.
There is a recycle bin on there.
There is.
Just right. Ableton.
We all have individualized squeegles.
Awesome.
So we can cast the pods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like I missed an opportunity to make a Nintendo joke and like, have you tried blowing in the cartridge?
Oh, yeah.
Because that noise comes through some.
For some reason, that worked.
Take the.
I swear, it worked.
Oh yeah, it
worked. No, of course, because you get
dust on the contacts.
Dust it up in the contacts, and you remove the dust, and then it worked better.
So have we started the podcast?
Oh yeah.
No.
Okay.
I feel like that's the start. Right?
Okay. So so what's interesting? So a little
go
tidbit.
On.
The NES cartridge is horizontal.
Okay.
So first of all, you didn't need to push it down for it to function because it was already slotted in. It didn't matter. It wasn't like it. You already put it in the port.
Oh, like you put it in and then close it down.
You didn't.
Right?
And you didn't actually have to push down. You could just slide it in there.
What did you say? NES.
NES. Nintendo Entertainment System.
The original NES. Now the SNES.
This one.
I don't know. If
SNES.
It's, I can't. Yes, that one. There's that little flap there, and you could insert it in horizontally. So the reason why, the plug-in part wasn't the thing.
What's that one?
That's the Super Famicom, which is the Japanese version, and you would slot it in the top on that one. So the reason why it's not slotted in the top is because Nintendo was trying really hard to get away from the stigma of all the other video gaming systems, because there was a video game like crash, like there was the Atari, the Commodore, a bunch of them, and all of their cartridges slotted in from the top. So they're like, okay, so we're gonna, they had two different ways that they were in, you know, trying to be different. One of them was we're gonna slot it in like a VHS tape. You know, it's like we're going to go with that, make it feel more like that, just to break up the stigma of this is one of the ones that slots in the top. So that's why you have that version. But in Japan, they still had the top slot where it didn't have, you know, video games didn't have as negative of a stigma. And then also, Nintendo implemented their seal of approval. So if you like see the NES games back in the day, until developers found a way around it, you had to go to get a Nintendo seal of approval because before that you had the like Atari ET game where like it was so bad that, you know, they were all rounded up and thrown into a landfill. so they were trying to
Did
get
people
around
have
that.
Bounties for those.
I know that they got expensive. Eventually, when they became a collector's item, because it was like, oh, that's what happened to all of them. Well, that makes sense. And then finally, I want to say a couple of years ago, like 2018, probably, they found where the landfill was that they were all put in and they were dug back up.
Huh.
But there was video games, you know, there was shovelware. Except for nowadays, you know, it was just like whatever somebody could get out, they would put onto a cartridge and sell. And that, you know, crapped on the industry. But the Nintendo was like, hey, we're going to have the seal of approval. So it has to go through our quality control people to make sure that it's at least a functioning game, you know. Not necessarily a good game. But at least
it functions.
It was the Apple Store of its time.
Yeah, so you could actually play through the game. You know, and beat the game, not just get stuck on, you know, the first level, and then the game resets and goes to the first level again, and then resets and goes that kind of stuff, or just there's a hard stop where you can't get any farther in the game.
Interesting.
So
was the NES the one that had Duck Hunter?
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
There was Spy Hunter, but then there was Duck Hunt.
It had both of those guns.
Yes. Yeah.
So my question then is, how did the guns work?
So the
he knows this.
Yes. So the screen actually flashes. Mm-hmm. I used to know this better, but like the screen actually flashes, and
So there's a receptor in the tip of the gun then that picks up on the flashing from the screen.
I think the receptor is actually in the gun.
No, that makes sense. That 100% makes sense, and you're blowing my mind right now. I always wondered how that worked, and it makes what you're saying makes so much sense, that's awesome.
So I still don't get it.
Okay, so I don't remember if it's one way. So it might be that the screen flashes and leaves a black square where the duck was. Or maybe it's the inverse, where it's like it flashes a black screen and a white square where the duck is. And you have a receptor in the gun that's looking for that specific... It's either looking for the black or it's looking for the white. I can't remember.
So the gun barrel was narrow. And so you had to be pointed at the right spot.
For it to pick up that particular color of light or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
That's so clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it worked. Mm-hmm. It's also why it wasn't super accurate. It was accurate enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to, like, there was like an ideal range to where you could be.
Is that how Game Hunters still works?
Probably. Maybe.
I don't know.
I assume so.
I don't know. I know less about that. I know more about the NES.
Probably, though. Like, yeah.
Like, that would make sense.
It would make sense, yeah.
You know mm-hmm. the shotgun deer hunter game that we all play at the arcades. Yeah.
I'm more of the first one I go for.
I'm more of a Time Crisis 3 guy.
If it wasn't broken on one screen, I would have gone for that.
That's the thing, is Time Crisis is always broken now. It is, you have one person that can play. Like, the other one can put quarters in and play, but their gun doesn't shoot, or they can't press the pedal so they can reload or something.
The one that we went to recently, the one screen was just black. Like, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they're all broken. Granted, they're all from, like, 2003, so it makes sense. Somebody needs to take the cartridge out and blow in it. We used to, whenever it would get, like, you couldn't get it to function, we'd take it out, we'd put alcohol in a Q-tip and rub it on the contacts, which was probably okay.
Not ideal.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it wasn't for the Q-tip that you were doing it with, because, like, that would probably leave fibers that could cause shorts and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, the alcohol is probably okay, because whenever I worked in electronics, granted... We didn't have, like, isopropyl alcohol, which is, like, specifically ionized to where it doesn't cause, you know, shorts.
Yeah. Shorts, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we just used regular rubbing alcohol, which was probably okay, but I don't know. So what'd you find over there, boss?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, freaking
heck. Yeah, we need the intern.
Big game.
Yeah, while you're Googling things, let's do an actual show intro, shall we?
Okay, all right. Well,
belated welcome to the Midwest Scrubcast.
Oh, hi. Hello there. happy holidays to everybody, and welcome back. Hope everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, you may have noticed that we took a break for the holidays without particularly announcing it. Just, you know, we got busy and stuff. So
yeah, it was a little bit holiday, a little bit like last week. I was sick.
Oh, yes.
Dan was a little bit sick.
We could buy one for $7,000.
I'm good, thanks.
What? A big buck hunter?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And we can put it down here in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then every time we come over, we put quarters in it for you.
Here's one for $2,500. It's a bargain.
Considering the last price, yes, that is a bargain.
This is a bargain.
Okay, so now we're down into $375.
Okay.
Hold on.
We're at this point that this is within... We could spend Patreon dollars on this. No.
Big buck hunter at the next scrub down.
Oh, this thing is in pieces.
A disassembled
pieces.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to at least make sure the gun works, right?
Right. Like, I would definitely need it to work. Here's one for $700.
All right. Well, anyways, but that doesn't explain to us.
Brand new, factory sealed.
Wow.
That seems... $700?
Yeah.
That seems...
Seems fishy.
Like, this is above the price that I would be willing to pay for it. But, like, if it was actually just a couple hundred, I... still wouldn't do that. No.
I mean, unless you had somewhere that you could,
set it up.
Rent it to.
Oh, rent it. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know only the most vaguest things about that kind of thing. One of the pizza places I worked in, like the guy.
Yeah,
was tired of paying for the racing car game and the big buck hunter. The two things that got played the most, but I assumed they were the most expensive for him to rent. So he got rid of those and got like a gumball machine and like a one of those claw machine win every time things. And it was like, I'm sure he was saving, you know, a decent chunk of money from doing that, because you have to pay like a monthly fee to whoever owns the game or whoever owns the, you know.
So you just don't charge the monthly fee and just come collect your quarters every once in a while.
Yeah, basically.
Just find a pizza joint or...
Yeah, and then just come, have some agreement with them that, you know, benefits you so that you can go play Big Bug Hunter whenever you want.
So my name is Emily Rastel. I am the pilot of the party bus today.
Lies.
I'm going to toss it to...
Oh, it is the same.
Okay,
cool. It is
the same.
All
right.
We have an answer.
All of those,
all shooty games,
were, like, unless it's affixed. Like, so they have some of the ones, like the zombie hunting games that are like an Uzi.
Those
just function like a joystick, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
But if they're just on a cable, then it's light sensing.
Okay.
That's fun.
Neat.
We learned something today.
Yeah.
And that's probably why it doesn't really work when you put the tip of the gun up against the screen.
Right. Yeah. You're too close. Because
you're too close and it doesn't. Because I think you were saying something about that earlier. About
I think there's an optimal range. Yeah, where it's looking for.
Oh, an optimal range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So if I'm missing a lot, I need to try moving closer or
further
away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely not my aim.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's actually what's the optimal range for Big Buck Hunter? How far do you want the tip of the shotgun away from the screen? We need to, the people want to know, Dan.
We need to go back to that arcade now.
Uh-huh. Do some experimentation. Uh-huh. Huh?
Was this two plumbers?
The barcade.
Yeah, that was the night that I dipped out because I started getting sick.
Yeah.
What?
I accidentally hit the N instead of the B.
Big something else, Hunter?
No, it's not big.
There's an N there.
Oh.
Instead of a B.
What are you hunting, Dan?
No, I don't want that, no.
What are you hunting, Dan?
Jeez, racist.
Man. Cue the banjos.
Yes.
Ugh.
Well,
is anyone else extremely disappointed?
I'm not extremely disappointed.
Is there any other obscure NES knowledge that I know that I could toss towards you?
Obscure NES knowledge? I don't know. See, I actually didn't own an NES. The first console that that my parents bought was the Super Nintendo, the SNES. One of my cousins had the NES, and we were over at their house like all the time playing it.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
Like, but, I remember the SNES came out one year, and I remember my dad buying it, and then he played it more than we played it. We'd be playing Mario, and he'd be like, it's my turn.
So,
over, kid.
When they went back to the SNES, they went back to the top insert cartridge because the stigma had gone away because the NES was such a hit. I do have another little thing. Super Mario Brothers was the best-selling Nintendo game, I think, up until 2019.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was bonkers. Like, because, like, also because people would buy it again and again.
Sure.
The first thing was that every time you bought an NES, it came with Super Mario Brothers, so that's kind of a cheat.
Yeah,
but also, I mean, there's other systems, like the SNES came with Super Mario World.
It was Super Mario All-Stars, which had Super Mario World. So mine had, like, Super Mario World Super Mario 3, it just had all of them.
And then Nintendo 64 came with Mario 64, but none of those caught up with it should have.
Did you buy it secondhand?
I'm fairly certain they were launch titles.
I don't even. Yeah. So here's how. It's really funny. I got the Super Nintendo like when it first came out. Right. The next system that I got was a Nintendo 64 when the PlayStation came out.
There you go.
Because we liked my cousin had the Nintendo 64 and we were over there playing it all the time. That was the new cool thing. So we were like, Super Nintendo's not cool anymore. We want one of these. Well, I don't know how my dad was so ignorant on this or something, but somehow my cousin had talked him into, if you buy me the PlayStation, I'll give you the Nintendo 64 for the kids. So my dad bought him a brand new PlayStation
gave us the Nintendo 64. When we found out, we were like, what? Yeah. Why didn't you get us the PlayStation? He's like, well, I thought you guys wanted the Nintendo 64. Like, we want both. Well, but I mean, then I didn't get a new system until Xbox came out and PlayStation 2.
So when the Xbox came out, you got a PlayStation 2.
I got an Xbox and a PlayStation because I was working at the time. I was throwing hay bales and I made my own money at 10 years old.
Because N64 was the same generation as PlayStation 1, and then Xbox was the same as PS2. It's just Xbox came out like a year later because it was like a brand new thing.
Yeah.
But it was still that generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, no, I did not get Mario with my Nintendo 64, and I never ended up playing Mario World either, which feels like another weird bad mark on my nerd card.
Yeah.
I never got to play it.
Like, I never owned an SNES. My friend up the street did, so I had a Sega Genesis. You know, was that Dave?
I mean, if you want to play some SNES, just Scott. Come on over. I mean, you know.
But
we still have his working SNES at home.
I need to test it out. It hasn't been plugged in a few years, but last I checked, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ago.
I think there might be an internal battery that's like a watch battery that you might have to replace.
Maybe
something
like that, but
yeah,
it should be fine.
What console are we playing?
SNES, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
If you want to come over.
Duck Hunt.
No, I do not have Duck Hunt. No, I have all the original Mario games, Mario Kart.
Anything, it would we be play Mortal Kombat. Super Duck Hunt because it was
play
on
some
the Super.
Mortal Kombat or some Miss Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So the common thing to do with you had the Nintendo Entertainment Center system, which was the NES, and then you had the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. So the common thing to do was if you released a game for the SNES, you would call it Super what it was on the NES. So you had Super Metroid, you had Super Mario, Super Mario Brothers already exists, but it was Super Mario World. But there was several of them where it was just like, we just added Super to the beginning of it. And why don't you dust the mouse pad? Or is that just because a worn?
No,
I'm just concerned about it.
Okay, you don't want to screw with it. I get you. Okay, that makes sense. Mr. Technical, he does all the computer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so good at it. So good.
Set up and ready to go when we got here.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely plugged in all of the wires.
All of the cables the first time. Yep, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
All right. So the thing.
Intro?
Whatever.
We sort of intro'd while you were looking at your phone. I mean, say hello.
Hello.
All right. We did it.
Box has been checked. So the most exciting news for this episode is that we have a tentative date for the Midwest Scrubdown 3.
Yes.
Third annual.
Yes. And that tentative date is May 25th and 26th. So we are at the end of May this year, slightly later than previous years. I have sort of like a... I don't have like final confirmation from the game store, but I have a tentative confirmation. And one of the things they said is that they will be moving locations also before this time.
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't have any idea yet where the new location will be. Obviously, we will, you know, fill everyone in prior to that time, but and we'll also have to fill ourselves in prior to that time. Supposedly, the capacity is similar. So I'm expecting us... you know, to still have a similar limit of
supposedly
players.
It's also like right down the road, so it should be similar location, but that's again,
is it
question mark.
Is it I don't is that what somebody else said I did I
this
did not
is,
I was not
this
told
was,
that
this is
recently,
information
but...
from like a year ago though
I remember talking to Tyson about it, but Tyson no longer works there, so things may have changed.
No longer with us.
He's not with us, but he's no longer with Miniature Market.
Indeed. So, mark your calendars. At least in pencil, right?
Be tentative when you do it.
And we will get back to you with further,
We will have cookies.
Of course, we will have cookies. And we will also we'll be back to you with confirmation once we have it. But we wanted to get that date out there in case people are trying to
plan their lives.
Plan their lives and et cetera. So
yeah, I should like Nick know.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
312 will likely be streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got to confirm that, but we should have
Rip Gold Squadron.
Huh?
I said Rip Gold Squadron.
Kind of. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not declaring them dead, but
Yeah.
I don't see them stream much anymore.
Yeah. Volume of stream output has been much lower recently. Yeah. What else was I going to say about that? We have ordered the prize lightsaber, and yes, it is sweet.
It looks incredible. Like, it almost makes me want to play X-Wing.
because you think you have a chance to win.
I would not.
You're going to show up with two ships and be like, Dan, you're already disqualified.
Darn.
Yeah. It's a really, really cool lightsaber.
Yeah, it is.
The prize is cool. Again, we're working on painting some ships.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two done. Maybe three if the Republic was one of the ones I was supposed to do.
Door prizes, as always, and we'll work on some other thing. Prizes. Yeah. We'll work on that.
And gifts.
Yeah.
And cookies.
Yeah. And cookies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I won't work on cookies yet, though.
No, not yet. We don't want to start making them this far out.
We made the cookies. These are from January.
I mean,
I hope you like them.
With Dan's cookies, they'll probably still be kind of moist.
Weirdly, they'd probably still be a little bit fresh
for some reason. Freeze them for a few months and then pull them out. Legitimately, some cookies you can do that.
Like snickerdoodles, I'm sure you could do that. Yeah.
Yep,
all
right. Sure.
They might not be peak when you take them back out, but they would be perfectly fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Got some other prize participation ideas instead of a challenge coin, some other cool stuff that I really like the idea of.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably be doing a bag this year again. So
we will do the traditional string bag. So hope you all like having lots of flimsy string bags in your life. They have come in handy for me, honestly, now and again. So I'm not mad about it. We could order some more dumpster fire tokens, maybe. Something like that.
I was thinking about dial covers for as many people as we can get.
Right. For as many people as is financially feasible.
Yeah, financially feasible.
Indeed. That's a good call, too. Yeah. I think we're going to have, but just based on the current rate of painted ships, we may have even more painted ships than previous years this year.
Maybe.
It seems like we're stacking up to potentially have more than one per faction or something like that.
And if we don't,
or just extra for the prize wall or whatever.
Works too.
Yeah.
Things are put in place for this year's scrub down.
Mm-hmm.
Mark the calendars and I guess tell your friends and
In the past we've had people contribute like other prizes. Like if you want to contribute your own prizes to the Scrub Down, contribute
your own cookies to the Scrub Down. That has happened too.
Also,
also acceptable.
Yes.
Still
need to look into making those. Something.
The Goku John ones.
Goku John. Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
The Goku John.
Yeah.
They were savory, savory cookies, which was interesting. Savory and spicy cookies.
Yeah, sweet and spicy kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So bring cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to do that, bring them cookies.
Mm-hmm.
We do like
cookies are welcome
right here.
Yep.
And
cookies
course,
are welcome. Beer
and,
trunks
and
are
of
welcome.
Of course, the beer trunk will happen. Mm-hmm. And by beer trunk, we do not mean a food truck that dispenses beer. For anyone who might be confused, be looking for a beer truck outside that is like a food truck. No.
It is a trunk.
It is usually trunk someone's trunk or a truck, and you got to know the person who has the keys
and
to
you
the
just,
car.
And you just
gotta
sit
know.
Out and drink with people.
No, so, I can't remember who said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somebody said
like,
it over
yeah,
the weekend.
Like, I thought you guys were talking about like an actual like beer truck that you guys had. Like, that would be cool.
No. That would be cool, but no,
really
it's
cool,
not that official.
We're not that cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up, see if anybody has a
truck full of beer.
A food truck, but a beer truck that you can. I mean, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
I feel like.
Can I borrow? Man, can I rent
I feel
a beer
like,
truck?
I feel like the biggest problem would be licensing. Or not licensing. The permits.
Yes.
Because
permits,
I was like,
mm-hmm.
that sounds like a
moving.
Fantastic idea for like.
For fairs.
Because like the fairs that have food trucks, I was like, yeah, just to.
Why isn't there a beer truck?
Put a bunch of kegs on a tap.
There absolutely is. Okay. Tap Truck USA.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah.
You can tap truck your event.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's... Licensing would probably be the big thing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that seems like, yeah, just go to a, you know, a park and...
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, that is not for us. That is in California. Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, state, so, yeah. like any mm-hmm. any fair or whatever, you know, yeah. or whatever kind of thing.
Festival.
Festival or whatever yeah, yeah. around here. Yeah. Like, they have, like, a beer tent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then there's a bunch of trucks and stuff, but there's no beer truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious why not, other than licensing, which probably is a pain.
To tap to win.
Hmm.
You want to tap to lose?
Yes, I do want to tap to
tap,
lose.
Tap to lose.
Tap to
So, Barley and Vine is a truck and indoor-outdoor portable bar service that is in the St. Louis area.
Okay.
Huh.
There we go.
Just having, you know, thought of it right now is like, yeah. How does that not exist? How have I not seen that?
Uh-huh.
$1,000 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So they just sell drinks. So I think basically what it is
it's like a they catering show trick. Up,
and then as long as people buy 125 drinks, then they hit their $1,000 minimum.
Yeah.
If okay. not, then we have to fork
then you
over
have to pay the
over.
Remainder. Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so we're like, still just know, doing ours, for, but
well, yeah. You know, this isn't happening. To
no,
be
not
clear.
For us. Yeah. For like, you know, if you have a wedding or something, and you want to, you know, plan yeah. that for yourself, have uh-huh. fun. Yeah.
So if you're in the St. Louis area, Barley and Vine, uh-huh. they have beer trucks. Yeah. So we, yeah. however, will have a beer trunk.
Trunk, which will be anybody who wants to bring beer or liquor and put it in a trunk so that they can go out. In between their games and get crunk in the
I imagine
trunk.
As we're enjoying mead these days, we will probably have bottles of mead there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right,
we are into mead now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, this is our... We probably haven't even talked... Have we talked about that on the podcast? I don't remember.
I mean, there's some good mead that we've... there's also... So the second best mead, I think we'll say, has like a particular musk to it.
Oh, so we found out.
Oh, so the musk may have been, so it may still have an odor. I didn't pay that much attention, but
it did not have as much of an odor. It was not noticeable.
The odor was less strong on the second bottle.
Okay.
So we think the first bottle was old.
Okay.
And it had like developed, it had sort of aged and developed.
Aged into a musk.
Aged into a musk.
Yeah.
Whereas the second bottle we got yeah. seemed fresher yeah, and didn't have the same kind of a musk.
We drank that and like yeah. I didn't notice, oh wow, this thing has a smell.
Yeah.
Like it was just good.
Yeah. yeah. I was yeah. like.
And then we finished that bottle and he pulled out the original bottle. And I took one sip and was like, oh, God, no, that is gross yeah, in comparison.
Like uh-huh. the taste was good, uh-huh. but, like, the smell, like, smell is part of taste, but, uh-huh. like, the smell was like, this smells like floor varnish mixed with maple syrup.
You should have had the bottle that he brought New Year's Eve, because mm-hmm. it was real nice.
Anyways, okay. mm-hmm. what we're talking about is a mead from Four Brothers.
Four Brothers Mead, which
Meadery,
is
local
St. Louis,
yeah. local-ish, yeah.
And they had a flavor. It was called Yggdrasil's Sap, and it was made with
Yggdrasil's sap.
It was with maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
Mead with maple syrup, and it was quite tasty.
Festus, yeah, that's what I thought.
Festus,
it was somewhere
Missouri,
south. Yeah,
the Festus for the rest of us.
But yeah. So that's one mead that we've been on lately. Before that, we discovered Viking's Blood,
which uh-huh. is probably the best.
It's the best mead I've ever had, and
yeah, it's really mm-hmm. good.
It's really really good. Yeah. We even have yeah, somebody so, from our D&D group.
Yeah, we know somebody whose wife makes their own mead, like does mead making, like makes their
yeah,
own
yeah.
mead, and she was like, you know. I don't usually like commercial meads because I make my own. It's so much better. She's like, but this Viking Blood, like, this is legit.
Yeah. How does one get into making mead?
In this case, by being a part of the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're part of that, if you're part of the society like that, yeah.
But like, so, my dad did get into beer making for a hot second, which, and mead making is not
that
far.
Mead making is
not
the same. You ferment honey and
it's
then,
not that far of a stretch.
And then flavor it how you like. There are
Yeah, there's certain bottles and things that you have to buy. And
I've got to imagine it smells better than beer making.
Maybe.
It's like, I've been around people making beer. It just smells like yeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells like yeast.
It's like, sure.
Oh, come in my beer closet. Check this out. I'm like, oh, God, it stinks in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it smells like 90% yeast and 10% hops, which doesn't break up the yeast smell that much.
I have a room right there.
You have a perfect room for mead making.
You have a perfect room right there for making alcohols. Yeah. You could do it. I remember, mead making is not that difficult, though. No.
Yeah.
It's just a time thing.
One time, in college, my friend Holden just got in like a weird kick and decided he was going to make banana wine.
Oh.
And apparently it turned out really bad because we never got to taste it.
So he fermented some bananas, I guess, and then tried to drink it. Did he do it in his toilet?
No, I mean, it wasn't that. Like, I mean, I think he used actual equipment and like tried to like do it legit. I mean, he's an engineer. He's the kind of guy who's going to do things legit. But whatever experiment he ran
did not turn out.
Oh, that's funny. Huh. It does make me wonder, though, whether one could make banana wine that actually tasted good.
I mean, probably. You could probably look that up on TikTok. I'm sure there's a short for that.
Yeah, it's probably a thing. We're just Googling so many things today.
Picking up my phone again.
I mean, the other day I found that, you know, making your own mozzarella is relatively easy, but you have to have some really weird.
You have to have a TikTok?
You have to have a TikTok. I mean, if you don't have a TikTok, you can't do it. No, you have to have like some obscure ingredients. And I'm like, who has this in their house?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, people that make cheese.
That's true.
Specifically, you need a thing called rennet. I don't know if it's an absolute requirement. We did watch one video where they didn't use rennet. They just used some kind of acid vinegar or lemon juice or something to separate the curds. But apparently, when you do it for real, you use something called rennet.
Well, yeah, it's some sort of, what's that, the bacteria or whatever.
It's like a sourdough.
It's like vegetable bacteria or something like that.
No, it's an animal. I think it's normally an animal product.
That's what it is.
So it's like what's the sourdough thing?
You need like sourdough starter.
It's a starter. Yeah, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah. It's something like that. Yeah.
So like in the same case of
but that's how you make it properly.
Yeah. If you were trying to make a sourdough, like any other normal, like average person is like, who has a sourdough starter? But then there's people that would have a sourdough starter, and those are the people
create your own starter. So this is the thing you can do, and I think it just involves letting something sit until it ferments, basically. And then once
bananas?
You get it going. Not bananas, no. I don't remember what the ingredients are, but it's a fairly simple thing. It's a specific proportion of ingredients, and then you like let it sit and then it ferments.
I have friends that have a sourdough starter, and they make sourdough waffles.
Ooh. Oh, I could be into that.
They're okay. Sourdough have to be in the... So me, I'm somebody that largely just puts butter on a waffle, because I'll get my sugar from like OJ or something like that, and the OJ clashes with the syrup, and OJ flavors don't mix well. One overpowers the other. I think it's mainly the OJ. So I'm a butter on it, which when you do just butter on the sourdough, the sourdough is a little more powerful than I want it to be.
Sure.
Whereas like a sourdough if you have a sandwich that has sourdough, you know, it's like you have the meat and the cheese to cut, you know, the flavor.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I can imagine that would be a little weird with the waffle. I love sourdough in general. Like, I'm a huge fan of sourdough in general. But yeah, you're right. On a waffle,
I think if you're a syrup person, I think it's probably just fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm actually not a syrup person either. I am a peanut butter person, and that is the only thing that makes me sad about sourdough is that it doesn't go particularly well with peanut butter.
That doesn't sound like your waffle solution then, too.
No, it does not sound like that solution either.
Apparently, banana mead is a thing.
Okay.
Like, it is a possible thing. I found a mead subreddit that people 8 years ago were discussing making banana mead, and supposedly it's one of the most difficult but best meads they've ever made.
They've all died, so they haven't commented in 8 years because they had a bad mead.
Maybe.
Well, Dan, we may have found you a new hobby.
Probably not.
Mead making. Yeah.
Like, so they start off with like, well, first thing you need to do is buy a fruit press and, you know, link one that was a couple hundred dollars several years ago and is significantly more now. And it's like, well,
no,
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, people got in, got into making mead during the pandemic and everything.
That might be the source of some of the increased prices of that and just inflation in general.
But does it have hibiscus and ginger in it? Because Viking blood does.
Did not.
And that's what makes it the best.
Also,
Viking blood is from, I probably get butchered, but I think it's like Dansk meadery. Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, right. The, yeah, the name
However
of the brand. Yeah.
However you say that, if it's one of
I don't know. One of our European listeners might be able to tell us. Yeah.
Yes, they also have. Yeah, they've got some other of names that are of Danish.
Some of their other flavor. Some of their other flavor names are unpronounceable by us ignorant Americans.
So I'm like, say clap the oyster. It's clap the oyster, guys. I don't actually know what it says, but yeah,
clap the oyster.
Yeah. I guess we got on the topic of mead because we were talking about the scrub down.
The scrub down mead. We'll probably have.
I don't know. There's anything else to say about the scrub down.
I probably won't make mead for the scrub down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Banana mead, but you know,
it'll be.
It's probably not.
It's going to be extended like it's been in the past year.
Yes,
so
it will be extended.
Chaos.
Bring your shadow casters, your Upsilons, your Star
BSF
Fortresses,
bombers.
Yeah,
and a Star Viper.
And a Star Viper. Please bring a Star Viper.
Just one.
At least one. Somebody bring a Star Viper.
Maybe AMG will lower the price. Nope. Probably not.
Maybe we will give a special dispensation that anybody with a Star Viper, it costs one less point or something. Yeah.
Oh Lord, they'd all be Star Vipers. It'd be glorious.
Cost one less point, and you have a upgrade slot that lets you put advanced sensors. I can't even think of the slot.
It's advanced sensors are legal on it. Yeah. It's not cheaper. It just gets advanced sensors. It gets to break the rules.
Uh-huh. I love it. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Now Dan might play.
Now Dan might play.
All right. Other tournaments we're not going to play, but we'll be at Adepticon.
Yes.
Actually, before we move on from Adepticon, I wanted to briefly touch on this past weekend. We had our second store champ in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so we gave out our second world's ticket.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Sadly,
to Josh
not
Keffer.
To a local. Yes. Yeah. Very congratulations to Josh. Although we're all secretly sad that he sniped it from us. But you know, that's all right.
Are we? I mean, we did that before.
I say we as in
we traveled to snipe.
That's
before.
True.
I feel like we can't. We have no right.
Well, that's why I said secretly.
Secretly, we're all sad. But there have been St. Louisians that have traveled to snipe other people.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't get mine. From Murray, Kentucky. he's a cool guy. He's Mystic on if you've seen on stream, his name was Mystic. He comments on 312 and GSP and
right on.
So
but yeah, congrats to him. Thanks to him for coming down, along with several other Northerners. And also, thanks to Bob Howe for running it. This one wasn't mine. This was Mr. Bob Howe who stepped in to run the Game Night Store Championship, and we all greatly appreciate his organizational efforts to get a second store championship going down here. So,
I hope the mics picked that up.
What did the dogs bark?
on that note,
anyways, we're at Adepticon.
Adepticon.
We will be there. We won't be playing X-Wing, but we will mm-hmm. be there, maybe doing other events or socializing, maybe playing some board games.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that reminds me. What I was going to say was, did you see the conversation we were having about how there's airbrush classes?
I saw that conversation too late in the day.
Okay. We'll have to check and see if the classes are full yet. A lot of them were when I was looking.
That's
but
fine.
You know,
I mean,
if you want to try to do airbrush things, yeah, that could be an excuse to do airbrush things.
I'd be interested in going. Because if I'm taught, I'm more likely to buy.
That's probably where I'm at too. But that's also like if I go take an airbrush class, then I'm gonna buy one because why would I go take an airbrush class if I'm not gonna buy an airbrush?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you hate it.
And that's right. Maybe I hate it. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, it's one of those. How much
do you want to sell me your used airbrush for?
Well, you see. I don't even want to spend the money on an airbrush, so I don't want to take the class.
Yeah.
No, it's not one of those.
And where would you put the airbrush?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's less the airbrush, more the compressor.
Yeah.
Airbrush is just like, you got room for a pipe in your life?
Yeah. I mean, they're not that big. It's just...
I actually have a compressor.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not that big of a thing. It's just I don't want to buy more crap until I have... place to put it, but you know, I keep buying more crap.
Yeah,
you guys need to buy a bigger place for your crap, which I know you're looking into.
We're kind of trying to do that right now. Yeah. Stupid housing market. Mm-hmm. Grumble.
Well,
anyway,
if you get an extra room, maybe I'll consider renting from you. Uh-huh. Help you pay your mortgage,
right?
Because rent is ridiculous.
Get a bigger room. I look for a bigger house that.
Yeah. The houses we've been looking at are not the types with the houses we've been looking at are of the size, you know, because houses are so expensive right now. We're basically looking at a size that would be, you know, spacious enough for us, but not spacious enough for another person. Yeah.
I mean, you can live out in the garage. Maybe.
I am cleaning out my garage. So, if you wanted to, we could get some insulation out there.
Yeah.
And put Brian out there.
I mean, he's a big guy. You know, he's a bear. He should be used to the cold.
He needs a big cave.
Oh man, Lord.
So speaking of buying things, I bought jackets.
Oh yes, jackets. Awesome. Yep,
it's done. Have you contacted the folks to see if they're going to be at Adepticon so you can hand them to them?
So most of the people were
going to go see in January.
We're going to see them anyway.
That's fair.
We go down there.
Requested time off on that Friday so we could do that.
The one who is not going to be in Bama, I'm not sure if he'll be at Worlds or not.
Yeah, I don't imagine that because it's Brody.
No.
No, okay, then never mind.
Obviously, we're talking about the trip that the Scrubs are taking to Alabama here in a few weeks. So.
Yeah,
obviously.
To go see members of a different older podcast.
Former X-Wing podcast.
Another former X-Wing podcast.
Yeah.
X-Wing.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll be at Adepticon, and there was something else to say about that.
I'd be happy to see people.
Yes.
There's a guy that
we
I
will
met.
Try not to bring COVID with us.
Yeah,
right.
Try not to bring COVID with you.
Because that sucked last year,
that
picking
did
it
suck
up
last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dodging that for 3 years and then getting it, you know, from Adepticon after finally being like, I guess I'll go to a big event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucked.
Yeah. I learned the term today, a novid. And that's somebody that hasn't caught COVID yet. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they still exist.
Right?
Unicorns.
Yeah. Nowadays. Yeah.
I bet a former friend of mine is probably one of those.
A former friend?
The one. Yeah, I don't see him because he refuses to see people. So.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh. Yeah. I mean, if you're like, hey, I'm not going to see people because I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, that's like I don't hang out with him, haven't hung out with him in years now because he... Like, the one time he was like, well, I've gotten into fishing because it's something I can do by myself. So, like, if you want to go fishing with me but stay, like, you know, 40, 50 feet away, like, that'd be cool. Good.
Just stand across the river from me.
Yeah.
So, what's new?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, what? You have to speak up.
Yeah.
Can't hear you over the rapids.
Maybe I should look into getting, before we go, just... calling a pharmacy and getting a booster because it's mm-hmm. been
sure, sure
forever. Mm-hmm. I think I only got the first booster. Maybe I got the second booster. Gotta, I don't remember.
Get you a little, boost. Just
get a little me boost. Off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hit me right there, boss.
Swing on by.
Yeah, I actually was mildly surprised when I was at the doctor's office. Whenever but
they didn't push
at some. Well, no, they gave me the flu shot.
Yeah,
but they didn't give a COVID booster. You know, they didn't like ask. Offer. They didn't even offer the. I don't think the COVID booster. I can't remember.
Yeah, we're just...
Like, but yeah, they gave me a flu shot. Like COVID's like normal. Now. So yeah, I was like,
it's,
okay,
it's not surging at all.
Didn't even get asked for the flu shot this year either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Hmm. Well, you went on a day that they were really busy, though. So, like, that's
true,
the thing.
Like, weirdly busy. Like, yeah. You know it's bad whenever you go to the doctor's office for just a normal checkup, and he, like, walks in, and he's just like, so I'm, like, super busy. Sorry about that, but I might just, like, step out mid like, the middle of this. I'm like, all right.
You got some weird doctors.
All right, so what's up? Anything new? Anything concerning? All right, like.
I'm gonna hand you off to my nurse practitioner.
Looking at his watch constantly, yeah. Like, all right, I'm gonna, all right, see you later, bye.
I mean, if it's a checkup, I guess, I suppose that makes sense.
It's fine, yeah. But like, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like,
just step in, why stick is his thumb up your butt, and then
why
step
is this
out.
Place packed today, man?
Oh, I do need to do that sometime.
Uh-huh.
Getting that old again?
Yeah, you and I are both almost 40, so uh-huh. it's about that time
I
of
am
our lives.
40.
Oh. You did turn that a few weeks.
I did turn
did
that.
You?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right, you did. That's why we went to Colorado.
That is uh-huh. why we went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to climb a mountain again.
Speaking of being old, mm-hmm. getting glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got LASIK, if you can
I was
do
gonna,
that.
I was
going to
say,
that.
Yeah, why yeah. why not laser eyes? You should get laser eyes.
I like
it. You should get laser eyes, Dan. Really
I've been telling you to get laser eyes since, like, I've known you.
Yeah, but, like, I'm really good at, like, telling other people to take care of themselves while uh-huh.
yeah.
being a hypocrite about
because
such
money?
Things.
Because money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you should do it.
I'm spending $500 on glasses.
You should take care
of
yourself, Dan. And, like,
instead
you know,
of $2,000 on laser eyes. Mm-hmm. I get yeah. it, but
be
also...
Be good to yourself and get yourself laser eyes.
I've probably saved myself $2,000 in glasses at this point.
I need to... Yeah. I have other health concerns that I would spend money on quicker than
laser ears. Laser ears. You would
laser
rather
ears.
Get that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would like to get laser ears. Laser ears out of my ears. Hard to aim.
Uh-huh. I got teeth work done on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. During the pandemic, I had chipped 3 of my bottom
how
teeth.
How did you do that?
Apparently how he eats is weird, I guess.
I mean, it's just... I've chipped them in my life before, but it just happened to be I'm 39, so they're old.
They don't look chipped.
Yeah, because I got the work done.
Oh,
but
grinded them.
So, but
you ground them.
He do they, well, I mean, a little bit of grinding. But so, like,
is it like with a cutoff wheel or
with a drill?
With a drill.
Oh,
like a Dremel.
Probably.
Yeah. Just, essentially. Yeah. I mean,
but yeah, I got
you
that.
One of those, so you could have done that yourself, right?
I'm not certain I could have seen. I also would need some some Novocaine.
Yeah.
There's plenty of drugs.
You can get that on the after.
But
on the aftermarket. It's
swung awesome. By the pharmacy.
The but like my teeth settle differently. Like one of the, so back in December, I went and talked about like orthodonture with the dentist. And
mm-hmm. We've talked about orthodonture on the podcast.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I even brought it up then, but yeah. I can't afford it. So, but he was like, yeah, probably the reason that they're chipping is the way that they settle, you know, and it was like, you probably click them against the back yeah. of your teeth enough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it's probably, but now the way that he shaped them, they aren't. They're a little more.
They're down.
I don't want to say rounded.
They look rounded.
But yeah, mm-hmm. rounded is yeah. basically the way that I could think of it. And what's interesting, I was telling Clint this when we were driving around on Saturday, that I can't. So I don't chew my fingernails, but I chew the little like calloused.
Like the cuticle callus on the side of
yeah,
the finger.
Yeah, yeah. That mm-hmm. part. Yeah. I can't like. The way that my teeth are now, I literally can't do it. Uh-huh. So it's frustrating, but it is probably really good for me.
Yeah. It's probably
like,
a good thing. Because yeah.
like I sit there and I still try to do it.
Bite at them.
And uh-huh. I literally cannot bite at them the way that they are fashioned now. So mm-hmm. it's like, well, this is probably a really good thing because I've tried to break the habit before and
consider it broken.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm probably still going to do it for a couple more months. You know, just keep trying until my my brain's like, listen, this ain't doing anything. Stop. So yeah, it's an interesting little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun. Good. But, a little bit of self-care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went to the dentist, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, take care of yourselves. Go to the dentist. Go to the eye doctor.
You got glasses. I thought you said you were going to get glasses.
Well, they're ordered.
He's picked them out there. They're just
now, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that I really wish afterwards that, like, I'd taken other people, maybe many peoples with me to the eye doctor. Picking out glasses, she's like, here's these 70 different pairs of glasses. Try them on. Tell me which one you like.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see how dorky you are in a week or so, or whatever.
I will be dorky, and I spent a lot of money to be dorky, so that's pretty cool.
See, I did that in like my early 20s, and then I just stopped wearing them.
So
I found glasses to be quite a pain.
Yeah. I found out that, like, apparently me not wearing glasses, my one eye is not great, the other eye is really good. And so that's why I've been getting migraines as much as I have been recently.
I'm sure.
Is because my right eye is straining to make up the difference for my left eye. Mm. And I don't like feeling like I have migraines. So I'm going to wear the glasses.
See, for me, it was I got an Oculus, the VR headset, and I realized things are blurry in here. Why are things blurry in here? It's because you see in two different optics and then your brain puts them together. But if you're fuzzy in one eye, it puts together in your brain fuzzy. And so you'll tell really quickly which eye is bad if you put on some VR glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got glasses when I was like 12. So like by the time I got LASIK when I was 27. That sounds right. So it's been about 13 years now. But the amount that I had spent on glasses, I was like, it's $2,200. It's $300 every few years, you know, $300 to $500, depending, you know, on what, you know,
what you get and what.
So I was like, I could probably, it probably has paid for itself by this point, you know, that I've earned that, and they don't seem to have degraded at all. I probably should go just for a checkup, but I haven't gone for like 13 years because they've been great. I recommend it to anybody that can afford it. Get laser. Well, anybody that can afford it and is also
needs
it and is a
candidate.
A candidate. That's the word I was looking for. Yep. I was like, is a patient.
I'm
like,
I wouldn't recommend getting it to people who don't need it.
No, probably not. But if you're a candidate, it used to be that astigmatism used to be more of a problem. But if you have a lighter astigmatism, they can deal with it. And then also, if your vision is constantly degrading, then you're probably not a candidate because they want your vision to be at least somewhat stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
right.
Not that it's like if you got a new prescription 10 years later, you're probably good enough. But like if you're somebody that's like every 2 years, I got to get a new prescription, you're probably not the ideal candidate.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who hasn't gone to the eye doctor in like over 10 years?
Clint, probably get laser eyes.
How do I know if I'm a candidate? I can't wait 10 years.
To get laser eyes.
Make sure you have enough saved up because typically if you schedule it when you go to get your candidacy checkout.
Your assessment or whatever,
Like, because they were like, we'll take $500 off of, you know, your entire bill if you schedule now.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, try and have like $2,500 in the bank and just go and maybe they'll make it even cheaper for you.
Hmm. Yeah.
I know you still have on your to-do list in your apartment that says Clint's laser eyes.
It's been on that list for I think 3 years now.
Yeah, that list for probably about as long as I've been hanging out in your apartment.
Yeah.
I recommend it, Clint. I want you to join my laser eye club.
Yeah, one of these days.
Maybe in a few years we could go together.
Someday, Clint's just going to show up and he's going to shoot lasers out of his eyes. And I'll be like, yes! Yes!
You've done it!
You did it!
Yep.
Or I'll go and they'll be like, your eyesight's perfect. What's wrong with you?
They'll be like,
it's all in your head.
It's all in your head, man.
They're going to be like, well, this one eye's good. The other one sucks.
That's actually probably what's going to happen.
They're gonna be like, I mean, and if you only do one eye, that will be significantly cheaper.
Yeah, one eye is cheaper. Yep.
That's all I need.
So
though,
that's what my dad, dad did that. He did one eye.
Yeah.
And stopped wearing glasses.
They do make you pay per eye.
Yeah. It's,
so like.
Also, it's like a 10-minute procedure. Like, actually, the procedure is like 2 minutes, but the entire time you're in there is like 10 minutes. So, like, that was a selling point for me. They're like, here's a Vicodin.
We're gonna slice your eyeballs open.
Uh-huh. It's fine.
And tape your just don't blink. It's fine. Just don't blink.
I mean, they put the little like clockwork orange things on to make sure you don't blink. And then
what
the dude,
what if you do blink though?
No.
Oh.
But what if you do blink though?
But if you do, that would be impressive, and you'd probably do a lot of damage because of the metal.
Yeah,
you know,
holding
the
your eyes open.
It's like the lasers on the back of your top of your eyelid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably fine. You'll just have a slight burn.
Yeah, you'll get a laser burn on your eyelid. Yeah.
but working that eyelid through the metal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna leave a mark.
Uh-huh. And like, so I mean, it's so quick.
I really needed to blink.
Basically, they put you underneath there, and then they, you know, the doc's holding your head, and you also got like a cushion on either side of your head that makes sure that doesn't move either. But
they don't strap you down.
No. I'm sure they could if you were thinking you're going to be particularly rambunctious. Well, there was like, they were like, would you like a Vicodin? And I was like, you know, I don't know that I'm going to be freaking out, but maybe I will. So yeah, I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
So they offer that to calm your nerves, and then they set you there. The one that I went to, one machine did the slice. And then the other machine did the zappy.
This is not helping.
Right. I was like, okay, yes. Yeah, so if I go there and they slice both my eyeballs open and then shoot laser beams in, then wrap my eyes up and send me home. And like, what if I wake up the next day and I see black? Like, that's where I'm at. I'm just like,
sue them for all of their money.
And then I live the rest of my life blind.
You should.
Yeah, but Emily can still see, so it's fine.
that sucks.
She doesn't have to work anymore.
Yeah, but that sucks.
You should be able to see.
You know
right
what I do
then.
For fun? I play video games. I can't do that if I can't see them.
I mean, surely they make some sort of game for people who can't see, right? Noises? You push buttons in response to noises? I don't know.
But anyway, so they do the slice, and then they zap your eyes, and you know how like when you look at a light and you got the pink dot? It's just like thousands of those, just tiny little pink dots that keep appearing. And then
sounds wonderful.
I mean, it's that happens for like 20 seconds, and then they put the cornea back. You know, they flap the cornea back on, and then they put a
super glue in your eyes.
Essentially, it's
eyeball super glue.
It's eyeball super glue. And apparently eyeballs are ticklish because like they put it on with what looks like a
fingernail polish brush. Yeah.
Brush, and it's just like it's like, oh, that tickles. Oh, that tickles. I didn't know.
Okay. So you could still play The Last of Us Part 2.
Yep. They do have accessibility options for
so those
like,
looking to jump into the game can expect to find text-to-speech support, ledge detection, high contrast mode, a pinging audio system to help navigation, and more.
They have, and it has like 4 different color blindness modes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I mean,
while the game itself may be dark and grim, the experience for disabled players has been incredibly inclusive.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so you could still play a video game.
Fantastic.
Quit your whining.
Fantastic for them. Speaking about weird eyeball things, I learned that the whole, I don't know, something about the super glue for eyeballs made me think of it, but like when cats go under, their eyes stay open.
Okay.
And they have, like, vets had to put this weird goo on their eyes and then, like, blink for them so that their eyes don't dry out while they're, like, getting surgery or something.
That's creepy.
What so I...
Yeah.
So creepy. That's creepy as hell.
You have to be the eye blinker today.
So when my...
Go over there
okay, and so we're going to perform surgery on this cat, and I'm just going to let you know it's going to stare at you the whole time.
When it's your job to blink its eyes.
When my cat... went under when we got it spayed or neutered, whichever it is. They taped the eye, so like,
they taped it.
A lot of the ones that have gotten spayed or neutered, you'll see where like the hair is thinner, right above their eyes. So like for the first little bit after that, it's like, oh, I can see what happened to that cat.
Taped her eyes closed.
I just thought it was because. You know, that I guess I was a kid, so it was just like, yeah, that makes sense. Tape their eyes closed so they don't see what's going on. Uh-huh. But no, it's tape their eyes closed because otherwise they'll just be staring at you.
Yeah. No, I think it's also something like their tear ducts stop working too or something. Okay. So they'll dry out.
Okay.
So yeah, taping them closed would keep them from drying out too.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just weird.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
that is weird.
So there is multiple goos out there specifically for eyes.
There's eye cat different.
So there's eye cat goo. And then there's super glue for eyeballs, obviously.
Yeah.
What other eye goos are there?
In preparation, you're supposed to take three. One is an antibiotic, and you start taking that like a month before your surgery. And then 2 weeks before your surgery, you start taking a tear duct,
like a dropper?
It all of them are droppers, but the tear duct one is it's to encourage tear growth tear
production.
There we go tear production. So your eyes are watering themselves more, which for me made sense because I'd been living essentially with a windshield in front of my eyes for like 20 years, so like.
Oh, with the glasses.
They need glasses.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
What are you talking about?
But so I actually my eyes needed to be encouraged to water more because they were used to to duct more.
Because they weren't used to crying.
Yeah, they weren't used to having to hydrate as much because they didn't have any windness in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is just eye drops, lubricants is what they're called, lubricant, which you're supposed to use instead of like Visine or Clear Eyes because
or Vaseline,
definitely before, but like it's because apparently like Visine and Clear Eyes, they're vasoconstrictors. So what they're doing to get rid of the redness in your eyes is squeezing the capillaries and forcing the blood out.
I've always wondered because I buy Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief.
Yeah,
and I'm curious, like, what's the difference between that one and just the redness relief? And yeah, because there's like different
grades. I guess it's the severity of vasoconstriction.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm curious about that.
So, and that's what that is. But what you really want is you want to find a bottle that says eye lubricant. So the stuff I buy is. Well, I've started buying it from Costco now, but I got it at Walgreens. It's called Restasis, and it's an eye lubricant, and it actually lubricates the eye, whereas the vasoconstrictors are actually doing damage to your eye by forcing the blood out and squeezing those capillaries.
Yeah. So stop with the Max.
Yeah. I mean, right, but it fools the cops, you see.
But it's legal.
No, I've always had problems with like red eyes. It's the whole staring at a computer screen for several hours. I'll have bloodshot eyes, and like, I just started using the redness relief stuff because, it looked like I was super stoned when I wasn't, and I wanted to hide when I was super stoned.
I have a bottle of Restasis at my work
because I stare at screens all day.
So
So
like, I guess maybe I forget to blink every once in a while, and I'm like, my eyes are dry.
Yeah. So it turns out this episode was an ad for for laser eyes.
Yeah.
Turns
also dentistry. You know, get those done too.
Uh-huh.
They'll stop you from biting your cuticles and whatnot.
Indeed.
But yeah, no, I highly recommend it. If you have the funds, you are a candidate, and you actually need it.
Indeed.
For sure. Only if you need it.
Yeah. So if you only need one eyeball, Dan, maybe look into it. Yeah. Look into it.
See what you did there. See what you did.
So, follow the link below to get your laser eyes and click on that for 10% off for your scrub discount code. We totally don't get any kickbacks from this at all. Just totally random.
Hashtag scrub in the discount code.
Scrub your eyes. You know, do they have one of those in a truck as well? That
an eyeball scrubber?
Laser eyes.
Laser eyes in the truck.
You just show up. Just go, you know,
parties.
Go to a taco truck and then hit up the beer truck and then, you know,
get
your laser eyes in the next truck. Why not? Probably, you know, pain with the permits on that one as well.
Well, anything else?
No.
We have any?
I don't think they have mobile.
I can't believe you looked it up.
He looked it up, apparently. But, all right. Well, so we did it. We did our announcement earlier
Our
scrub down.
Our scrub down announcement.
Do we have any more announcements?
No, but basically that, and going to Adepticon. Meet us there if you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring COVID to us. We'll try not to bring it to you.
Let us know if you know of anything interesting to do at Adepticon that's not. That doesn't involve all of the main things that Adepticon is about.
Hold on. There are mobile LASIK surgery clinics.
Okay.
And this article
says, in California,
beware.
Too.
Beware.
Beware the eye surgery trucks.
Oh. So apparently they do exist, but don't trust them.
Uh-huh. However, when they hit speed bumps, it gets a little rocky in there. Uh-huh.
Oh, one of the worst parts was like when
they're in Pennsylvania.
When they're going through the candidacy, they do all the regular eye stuff, like shine lights in your eyes, and then they like puff it with air.
Thing,
But also they have to like
touch
it with a little instrument, and it
that's like a pressure gauge or something.
Yeah,
I mean
they don't have to touch it hard or for very long, but like when like the ladies. Coming at me with it, and like I'm slowly leaning away, and I'm sliding down the wall. And
like I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to do this. But yeah, just slowly inching away from her. I'm like, see, I've had this thing my entire life where I tried to not put stuff in my eyes, and this is somebody trying to put stuff in my eyes.
Somebody suggested contacts, and I was like, I don't think I could.
That's
man.
Why I never considered those. I
don't
like,
think I could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do well with eye drops. Like, I can't make myself put eye drops in my eyes.
So I don't put them in my eyes. I put them in my tear duct.
Yeah.
Like I put
inside
it
inside your tear duct?
Not inside my tear duct, but I don't put it over my eye. I put it over the tear duct, and then your tear duct knows what to do with the excess water.
Mm-hmm. And then you just blink it in.
What are you doing?
Eyes are watering.
It's like, did you just try to put eye drops in and I didn't notice?
Just squeeze it into the corner of your little eye duct and then open your eye and let it roll around.
Yeah, just like
easy peasy.
Put a drop in and then do a little bit of the blinky blink like Clint just did and tilt my head back as well. And then just your tear ducts know what to do with
I don't like it.
With the lubrication that you get. But you don't have to tactily do anything.
I'm not. Nope.
We're doing it right now.
Hold him down.
He pulls a bottle out of his pocket.
Your eyes will be refreshed.
nope.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah. So that like those little uncomfortable bits. So it like the uncomfortable bits of the entire thing last probably less than 2 minutes of the entire time. So, and if it's only one eye, probably half that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you just have to go home and keep your eyes closed for like 6 to 8 hours. I fell asleep on the couch and then.
I mean, now that would be the reason why to take the Vicodin. Be like, yes, give me the Vicodin because all I can do.
I just want to sleep this off.
Yeah, I just want to sleep this off. I'm not going to go home and sit around in the darkness.
You get the big cataract lenses that old people used to wear, and then you walk to the car, and they're like, you can open your eyes, but, you know, once you get in the car, close your eyes because you can still see. It's just you're dilated, and then also you're supposed to keep your eyes closed so the eye super glue sets. But yeah, give that 6 to 8 hours, and then you come back 2 weeks later, then you come back like 3 months later, and they're just like, yep, everything looks good. Yep, everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, you heard Matt. Laser your eyes, people.
Laser your eyes, people. I feel like we did this episode like 2 2 years ago, probably.
Probably.
We may have. So the last time Matt tried to convince you to get laser eyes.
I'm pretty sure this has happened before. I'm getting a lot of deja vu.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so that's our episode, everybody. Basically intro-less episode. So, you know, mixing it up.
We said hello.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll try to say hello, but, you know, maybe move away from the X-winginess of it all.
Mm-hmm. Party buses aren't exclusively X-wing.
Yes. Yeah,
but
no.
Pilots
of but the slots are.
Gunners.
Slots and crew slots. And but, snuggling departments.
It's like most party buses don't have gunners.
I guess most party buses probably do have a snuggling department.
They might have a snuggling
that
snuggling
actually is
department.
The
yeah.
one legitimate yes. thing. Yeah.
We still happily could be a part of a party bus. But,
yeah, it's like technically there is a pilot, but they don't call him a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right.
So I'll be the conductor of the party bus.
Yeah, conductor.
I'll be your conductor of the party bus. Today.
Works.
Joining us in the projectile launcher.
All right. Well, bye.
Well, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello, boyo.
Excuse me. Is it back?
Are you brainless?
No, not really, no.
Your ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hmm.
Don't do that again. Many Gungans will be killed.
Ah, Lucifer is well seen.